What's really unclear right now is how efficiently Omicron can transmit compared to a virus like the Delta variant that is currently causing a lot of cases here. So the public health response here in the state of Maryland has been fantastic. And so what we'll see over the next few days is continuing documentation of the spread of this virus in the community. And in a week or so, we should really get a sense of how well Omicron is doing compared to Delta in this area.
You already mentioned we don't know yet the specific comparisons to Delta, but could it actually turn out that Omicron is less of a threat?
Absolutely. There are certain things we can predict from the sequence of the virus. And so we know that Omicron will avoid a little bit of the vaccine-induced immunity. But what we don't know is how this variant will transmit. Will it be like the Alpha and Delta variants that really spread globally like wildfire? Or will it be like other lesser-known variants like Beta and Gamma that looked impressive on paper but ended up not being able to transmit and spread globally? We just don't know the information right now.
We heard you praise a moment ago Maryland's response. Whether you are talking about area cities and counties, would you say proper measures are in place to deal with Omicron and then whatever the heck else COVID sends our way over the winter?
I think when it comes to Omicron, we are well prepared to deal with it. All credit goes to the public health officials and scientists in South Africa who sent out this information early on. And it allowed many, many places to gear up their diagnostic testing, to get reagents in place to specifically detect Omicron. And we're in a much, much better place thanks to the efforts of those scientists.
What about treatments like monoclonal antibodies? Is there a chance that Omicron would not respond very well to that and people could get pretty sick?
There is a chance, and that's why some of the monoclonal antibody treatment companies are really looking carefully at the sequences, and they're trying to get virus isolates so they can test their monoclonal antibody therapies out against them. The other thing is we should be hearing about approval for antiviral drugs that should help us with Omicron infection. Again, on paper, it looks like the virus will be susceptible to those drugs, but the companies really do need to do some quick testing to ensure that that's the case.
Finally, what is your best advice for people during the rest of December? The holidays are much needed, as you know, for our emotional health, but they also involve people kind of packing together pretty closely.
We're in a much better place now than we were in the beginning of the pandemic. We have a lot of tools and a lot of knowledge about COVID-19. You know, it all starts with vaccination. If you are available for a booster, go get your booster. If you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated. And then realize that vaccination is one level of protection. Social distancing, mask wearing inside and in places where there's lots of people are really good things to layer on top of your vaccination to give you those multiple levels of protection.